Today's shiur is Nedarim, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. I just have a personal request, I guess, for those who are listening to and or downloading the shiurim, if you could please contact me. My cell phone number, 732-762-0996, or you can email me at GedaliaJaffe@gmail.com. I appreciate if you just reach out to me. I had a question to ask. Okay, we'll start the shiur, and hopefully if I remember at the end, I will again request to contact me. So now, the Gemara is talking like this. If a person says, Ha'oim lechaverov, the person says, going into your house, that's going to be konum for me, and then if the owner of that house passed away, or if he would sell the house to anybody else, so then the iser goes off because it's not this person's home anymore, right? But he said this house is konum for me, so then this house, it doesn't matter if the guy passed away, if he sold to anybody else, because it's a din on that house itself. So that's not where Gemara is going to pick it up in that discussion. So boi avimi, following question was asked: konum levayze sha'atem nichnas, right? If this house is osur, right, to go in. Meis oshimachru lemachor mahu. If he sells it, or if he, I'm sorry, died, or he sells it to somebody else, so then what's the din in that case? Adam osir dover shibershuso lekishiyotze mershus. Oh, lo. Could someone osir something even after it's no longer in his possession, or not? So the Ron speaks out, sounds like this might be a chumrah, but technically speaking, the way the Ron learns this case, that it could actually lead to a kula. If the guy said that this house is osir, right, and then if it falls down, and then the owner rebuilds it, so according to the Ron, then we make you in that case, because that house which you ossered upon yourself is no longer in existence. It's a new home. The Rashba learns differently and says, no, that it means he wants the house the guy owns is going to be ossered him. But that's the way the Ron learns it. So Omarov, Atashma, bring your raya from a mission in Bava Kama. Ha'oim livno. The guy says to his son, konam she'iato nahanli. Benefiting for me is konam for you. Right? Umeis, and the guy passed away. So in that case, Yerushena. Yerushenu. He could inherit him, right? If the godfather said bechayav uvamoso, if the guy says no, it's also for you to get benefit both in lifetime and afterwards, umeis lo yirshenu. In that case, the son is not going to inherit him. So shema mino, don't you see from this case in the Mishnah adam oisa dava shibeshuso chesheyeti meshuso that you could have ossered something that is in your possession, even after it goes out of your possession, right? So shema mino, yeah, that is a good raya. Tanan hasam, we learn in the Mishnah on Nun Zayin. Konam peros ha'elu alai, konam hein alpi, konam hein lifi. Right? So if it goes with any of these lashon, these peros, these fruits are konam on me. It's konam on my mouth. It's konam for my mouth. Any one of these lashonos. Osir bichilu fehen begidu lehen. So not only is it osir that, but the replacements, meaning if you would trade it or you swap it out, exchange it for something, and anything that would grow from them, that also is osir as well. The Rambam brings these halachas down in Perikei Halacha Yud Gimel Yud Dalid. Rambam says, Ha'omer peros elu korban elai, o korban hein lefi. Okorban hein alpi. That's the lashonos we saw. Hareze osur bechafeim gidulehim ve'ein sarach lomer. It's so obvious. It's needless to say. B'mashkin hayotz vehen. Even any juices that would come out from these peros, like an orange or something like that. Yudalid nadr onishba she'eni ochil osam o she'eni toim osam. The guy says, I'm not going to eat any thing from there. I'm not going to taste of them. Zim hayadavar shezaro kole kishyizre. If the the seed like decomposes when you plant. It can go in chito, seora, like wheat or barley or anything like that. So in that case, hareze mutra b'chilufehim v'gidulehim. Then you're allowed to have the exchange things or what grew out of them. Im ha'adavar she'ein zara kol ba'aretz k'she'yizra. It doesn't decompose when you plant. It can go in betzalin b'shumin, right? Things like onions or garlic. Safi l'gidule gidulein asurin. Even the growth that grows from them, the second stage, right? That's still asur. Ubeinkach, and regardless of cases, mashkin ayotzim hen sofik. We still have a doubt on this case that, you know, the Gemara is going to say later on in Nun Beis, Nun Beis Amud Beis, what the suffix is at that point. We'll explain explains what the suffix is. The fikach ends off the Ram. Im shasim ahem ain't a locus. Since it is a suffix, then you're not going to get malchus for doing such a thing. So now the Gemara asks on this like this: Boy Rami Bar Chama, Omer koinem peros ha'elu al ploini. If you also these peros on so and so, mahu bichlufeim. What's the din about if you would exchange them? Mi amrin, and do we say gabe delay when it came to his own stuff? So since I could usher somebody else's property on me, so you could also something has not yet come into the world. That's the concept of davar shlo boi la'olam. So gabi chaveru, right, by his friend. Since you can't usher, we says many times, I could usher my property on me, and I could usher your property onto me, but I can't usher your property onto you. That's your own stuff. So that's what we're saying over here. Ein adam usher peros chaveru al chaveru. In that case, ein adam usher davar shlobo l'olam al chaveru. So therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to usher the chilufehen or the gidulehen, the things that would grow from them that would be osir. Now on Amud Beis Odilma, maybe the other side is to say no. Mishum de chilufu in kigulehen dami. No, what's growing when you exchange them is like what grows to them. Sloshna hu vloshna chavero. There's no difference. It's him. There's no difference whether it's on someone else. No one's allowed to get any hana from the chilufehen. So what exactly is the suffix going on? So the way that the Ran, we'll see in a minute, Tosos, others were shown to learn that this is going by every single Isuri Hanoah. The Rambam was saying there might be a difference between Machlos Asuros, as well as going to give the Rias and Amud Beis later on, but let's see the Ran now who speaks it out. And again, the Ran is saying this is going on all types of Isuri Hanoah. So it says, Boy Rami Baruch Abba, says the Ran, Lav bikonos bilechud kami boile el bikulhu isuri hana da alma nam misafkele. Right, not only asking a din in konamos of these things, but all types of isuri hana. Hainu de maisei lekama and tashma hamakish bo orla. That's why the Gemara is going to bring a raya from trying to be makadish a woman with orla. Hamakadish bo orla says, yeah, he's going to try to get married to a woman using orla. The lav the chilufehin lechatchila mi boile. Devade kolsha who osur behano osur lemoichro lachlifu. So we're not talking lechatchila if you could do this, right? Because if something's osur to get hana from it, you're not allowed to sell it or exchange that. That's getting hana from it. Dilotei mahach, you don't see like this. Matzim the domim lechomet pesach. Shorhaniskal shiuchel moichro loydekachavim. I could just sell other things that are osur behana, right? Shorhaniskal is an animal that has gored, killed somebody, and it's going to be executed itself. That's also hana. So you just sell to a goy, or chametz on Pesach. You can't do that. So sell to a goy, right? Umay tnan shagoyze potamin tashlumin. Right. The Mishnah said that someone who steals this chametz on Pesach or the shor haniskal, you don't have to pay back, right? Because the owner can't get any hana from them, right? Even by swapping them out. Ela vade pshita leid lechatchila oser. So the suffix is if it happened, after the fact. You weren't supposed to do this, but you were over it, and you did do that. So now what's the din by this or not? Right? And we're not talking about somebody else, right? Because whatever was swapped out for the issue, that the guy who got it, that it's fine for him, right? The only things that are, what's tofus means, like it's also, the things that are perus of the word warning shmita produce, right, or things that for avodah zara. Haynitznan umaisi la bereish chulin daf dalid chemson shel oivrei the avera achra pesach mutam yad mipnei shehein machlifin. Right, chulin says that the chometz of for people who are chomesh avol of pesach, which is also right on the rabbanon. So it's allowed immediately afterwards. They could trade it because that minimizes the iser, right? And people could benefit from that chametz even though they traded it out. Ela misafkele imis tari mis Sari Lemechlaf Midrabon Ba'alma Olo. So the Safik is really these Osir on one din, who did this on a din Durabonin. Vahachi have a Iker Sveka. This is the main Safik that we're talking about here in our Mishnah. Mi Amin, and do we say the Chitanan Mas Nisin Os Bechilfehin Gidlehen Hain Mishum Shechavanas Hanoi Derbekach? That's really what he had in mind. Again, the rule is by Nedarim Halach Achaloshin Adam. What did he have in mind? What was he thinking about when he said it? What were intentions? We want to make sure that we understand that, to understand what the scope of the neder actually is. Imishun kavanaso hu dav genoider osr atzma lakach, right? But he really only wanted to osr themselves. Dinehi dechilufehin kedover shlobol oilam, right? We understand domu that they're like something that hasn't come into existence yet. Lagabi dide mati osr. So for himself he can make it osr. Aval lagabi chavero. But on his chavir, lo matzi osir. We couldn't osir onto someone else. Odomor, or the other tzad in the suffix is, so explains the Ran, dechi tanan v'mas nisin osir mechilufehin la bosir daite azlinon. It's not because we're seeing what his intent was when he made these words. El de hocha, hochi hu dechol isri hana chilufehin asura midurbanon kemefli chatzmo. It's like on a rabbinic level, it's considered as if you like really exchange it itself. Hilkach lo shnahu lo shnah chavero, and therefore there's no chilik in this, whether also on him or for his friend. Oh, v'tamani ad the boy rami b'mudur liboy lo b'noder atzmo mas nisin gufa. So why didn't he ask about the noder? Why didn't he ask? He asked the question about the one who's mudur, took the boy. Asked the one who's making the neder himself, right in the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah, if you're going after what the kavana was of the noder, the one who made the vow, so even if someone else is going to swap them out, the chilufein are going to be osir. Right, if this was Isser Hana, this is the whole avort that the Ran's saying right now, then if it didn't, if it all this Hana, then it's only what he swapped out for them. But if someone else would do that, then the exchange would have been muta for him. So Yeshalom Pshita Le the Rami Larami, the Noider Afid Vechilufein Acher Oser Vechilufein. No, because the Rami would hold it, the Noder is of course it's obvious, it's going to be Oser, even if he swapped them out for someone. Dechim and Deparit V'Omer, since he specified, he spoke out, Eilu, these things, Shon Alav, Kehektish. He made it like Hektish, right? Kemushim Mifnersh Perek Noder Min HaYara. Okay, this is on Nun Zayin. All of the Halat Masnizim Yata Deshmayim. Okay, also I just wanted to go back to what I spoke about at the beginning. If those who are listening to and or downloading the Amud Yomi Shirim here from Nedarim, if you could please contact me, my cell phone 732-762-0996, or my email is my name, Gedalia Jaffe @gmail.com. Okay, thank you very much.